Well, you know what time it is. It's time for the news, according to me. Hello, everyone. It is... What is it? It is... it is Tuesday. It is Tuesday. No, this is Monday. It's Monday. Monday, August 12th. It seems like... It feels like Tuesday to me because I actually started working yesterday. I was in Marquette, Michigan yesterday. I was supposed to be in Tulsa. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to be in Little Rock yesterday. I ended up going to Marquette, Michigan last night. Was there. I had to leave out of there very early this morning, and I actually have the rest of the day off. I'm just done. I've had it. I've had it. I'm done. So I already have my, I know it's late in the day, but it's 10:44 right now, Central Standard Time. It's 11:44 Eastern Standard Time. So it's almost noon, about time for lunch. I just had kind of a little snack here, so I'm going to be having a fine dining experience this evening. I'm going to spend the rest of my day on the boat today and probably tonight, and who knows, maybe tomorrow and the next day. Who knows how it's going to be. I'm not sure. So we have... in my cup, more importantly, is my chai. This is Pacific Island chai here. This is creamy vanilla with coconut creamer in it. As my backup cup today, it's a nice, pleasant experience with a backup cup this morning. I have Chick-fil-A sweet tea. That's right, I stopped at Chick-fil-A. On my way back from Chicago, exit 2B, or 2A, whatever, I think it's 2B. To be or not to be, sweet tea, it is sweet tea, it is to be. Because sweet tea is to be. A lot of things to talk about today. We have, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I have no idea. Probably won't talk about anything we really need to talk about. There is such a kerfuffle right now on so many levels, different things that are happening. This Tim Walz issue. Is it just me, or is this some kind of a charade that's being pulled over our eyes with Kamala Harris? This is just, people are just shaking their heads going, what in the world is happening here? They're not even being bashful about it anymore. This is just a show. I think that there are some reporters that are realizing that this is just a made-for-TV character that they are parading around in front of all these people. Like, she's having all these rallies. They got all this money to spend, so they have to have these rallies. So they're literally, not, my understanding is, these rallies are invitation only. You can only show, if you have, ironically, in order to get into, to get to one of their events, you have to receive an email, you have to RSVP with that email, say who you are, and then you have to have a valid ID to register you with that name that you registered with in that email. This is the weirdest thing. Now, Trump does not do this. Trump has open campaign. Just whoever, first, it's first come, first serve. He has people he invites, I'm sure. But you just show up. I'm curious as to whether or not these people are paying to get there or whether they're paid to be there. Either way, I would not be surprised if they're being paid to be there. I would not be surprised if there are buses running around the country gathering these people up and taking them to these events. They had one that they claimed there was 15,000 people there. Now, keep in mind, the stadium seated 15,000 people, and they claim it was full. When people have looked into this, they have found that there's all kinds of AI-generated stuff involved in all this. There are weird still photos with people that, like, with their, I guess AI has a hard time putting, you know, phones in people's hands and different things. They just has a hard time with all the artifacts, the small little stuff. It's difficult, you know, to paste all that together, I guess, for the AI to do that. It just takes way too much computing power to get all that generated into something with those kinds of fine details. And so it ends up with these weird morph-looking things. And people are zooming in on some of this stuff and finding some very strange anomalies. Then you have this, the video of this great big auditorium, this great big stadium, basically, full of people cheering for Kamala Harris. Now, keep in mind, she has not said anything different at any of her, if you've seen or heard any of her campaign speeches, it's the same speech over and over, except that she changes it for the particular place she's at. She said, you know, I think she was in Ohio someplace, and she said, you know, the road to the White House leads right through this state. And I guess it's every state that she's in. Whatever state she's in, that's what the state it is, because that's what she says. It is the most bizarre thing that these people are showing up, but it's so bizarre behind the scenes of what's going on. Now, even though they have people showing up with RSVP invitation only, there are people showing up, and she knows exactly where they are when she points them out in her audience. Every time she has a speech, she does the same thing. She points to them and she says, I know we have some other voices here, and they're out there kind of half-heartedly yelling, free, free Palestine crap. And they, all of a sudden she points at them and says, I know we have some other voices here, and we want to include those voices too. Something to that effect, I don't know what. This is bizarre. This is bizarre activity. And all the while, we've got, it's supposedly, you know, it's the Trump Vance team that's weird. This is weird stuff, folks. This is not normal. And it just shows you the amount of money that's rolling in from different people. And it's not individuals who are giving all this money. These are some large donors that are going through Act Blue. Sorry, my ice maker in the background is, by the way, this sound quality is not going to be all that great. I'm just doing this on my laptop here this morning. The Act Blue has a way of doing this where you can donate a whole bunch of money. Within their organization, they have this money funneling system, and all the money comes in through these small donors into her campaign. They're all fake accounts. So this is what they did. Now, who was it? I think it was it might have been Carville. Somebody, historically serious pundit on the left has come out and he said, I smell 2016 all over again. Now, what they meant by that was this is a whole deal where they're wrapping themselves up in this phony idea that they're going to win, and they are not going to win. That's what I see happening here. They're wrapping themselves in AstroTurf, making it look like they can win because that continues to bring the donors in. They have to present a positive image. Oh, she's going to win. She can win. It's good to give your money to this thing because we can win. Now, of course, if they're behind in the polls, they'll say, oh, we need your donations now. We got to catch up. We can't let this radical, you know, right thing happen. They've got people so confused and so delusional over Donald Trump. About so many things. It's just, there's been interview after interview that people have done at these rallies with Trump, with the supporters of Kamala. And they'll ask the people, you know, what are her policies? What do you think her achievements are? Just different, you know, normal questions that you should be able to ask someone. And they have no idea. One fellow that they asked, was a girl, transitioned into a man, had been pregnant, had an abortion, and was also gay. So in other words, he transitioned into a man, but he likes men, who was pregnant and had an abortion, and doesn't think that in Donald Trump's America there's any place for him, that he won't be allowed to be in Donald Trump's America. Where do they get this idea that they are not allowed in this country? And there's another person standing next to her, and said, basically, well, see the way I look, I dress very alternative, and I wouldn't be able to be this way if Donald Trump were president. I said, really? You really think that Donald Trump is going to police the way you look? That this is how ridiculous, people think that they're electing a king who has all authority over their life, and this is, of course, this is the way the left wants it to be. And they think that that's the way it's going to be. If Donald Trump is the president, he's going to be the dictator. Because they want to be the dictator. They only like their form of dictatorship, not someone else's. And they don't. So they think that if someone's in power, you're the president, you're the dictator. Well, it's not supposed to be that way. You're just a representative. You're supposed to work on behalf of the people, not lord over the people. So, we have a wacky situation here. In the meantime, Vance is out there just talking to any reporter he can get his hands on. Just he'll sit down with anybody. Talk about policy, talk about everything. And of course, they want to talk about the comments he made 4 years ago about childless cat ladies. But it's because that, you know, that because that really matters with the country and where we're going, what's happening with us. But Donald Trump for about 6 months has had this policy about no tax on tips in the hospitality sector of our market. Hospitality, not hospitality. Because Kamala now has come out. Kamala. Came out apparently and said, no tax on tips now. No tax on tips. What a unique idea that is. Isn't that such a unique idea? What? And this is the administration. She keeps saying, now, when I get into office, day one, we're going to do this. Well, you got day one right now. Do it now. We're going to start working on inflation. You could do that now. You are in the administration now. You are the number two in the administration right now. And I guarantee you, you're more like the number one right now in the administration. They're going to be treating you like the president right now. Of course, the president, speaking of the president, Biden, he's off doing what he should be doing at his age. Sitting on the beach. Now, there's a video of him riding his bike. He doesn't stop for anybody. He just keeps riding. There are very, very few Secret Service agents around him. Very few. He comes down this path riding his bike. Now, I don't know if this was another Pete Buttigieg issue thing where he puts his bike in a car and they take it over to where tell all these photo op mongering media folks, hey, he's going to be coming by here in a little bit. President's going to be coming by here, so have your cameras ready. And then they get him set up on the top of a hill somewhere, and he goes, you know, coasting by and waves and keeps on going. If you look at that video of the person on that bicycle, it is very, very obvious that person is not Joe Biden. The body shape is nothing like the guy we see on the beach. He weighs at least 20 pounds less. At least. And I believe he's a little bit taller. And he certainly has a lot more cognitive skill and cognitive ability on that bicycle than Joe Biden does. Just walking around, Joe can't hardly walk. It is ridiculous what's going on right now. The charade that's being perpetrated, paraded around in front of the American people, it is, in my opinion, this is absolutely criminal. It is absolutely criminal what's going on. It is so hard to stomach this. I can't even begin to tell you how just upside down this whole thing is. I'm being told, I'm hearing now from pundits, there's some pundits now that believe that Kamala Harris is going to, now the polls have switched now. The polls were trending towards Kamala during this whole thing after she first came out. Now people are finding out more about her. I believe the Tim Walz pick for the candidacy, I think, has thrown a wet blanket on some of the honeymoon that she was experiencing. I'm sure of that. People don't vote for a vice president, even though they should be thinking about that, but they don't really necessarily do that. However, in this particular situation, we have a tapering off of the of her, you know, people who are all excited about her coming on board. Now, the one thing she might have in this race is the ability to motivate people to actually come out to the polls to actually vote. That is a possibility. However, this here we go again with I believe it was Arizona. Now has mostly a Democrat run, and of course, I think Katie Hobbs or whatever her name is, I think she's still in charge of the voting situation in Arizona. My understanding is, I think it was Arizona, where it's pretty much a lost cause again. There was some legislation that was being enacted for straightening up the voter rolls and getting things straightened out for voting. My understanding is that they have nixed all of the things that were in the works for. They've once again gone around legislation, basically, and changed the rules for the voting rules, voting laws in Arizona. It pretty much opens it wide open again for the mules and the lock boxes and all the other things that are going on there for the voting boxes and everything else that's happening. And my understanding is they're going to do mail-in ballots that have they can send out. You know, it's the way it's set up. The laws are changed. I can't get into details on it because, you know, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a physician of any kind. I'm not a financial counselor, not a voting specialist. So, onward and upward. We have so many things happening during this cycle. One of the things that I think we need to continue to pay attention to is this issue with so many people in this country that are just being gaslit, the gaslighting that's going on. We're being told one thing in spite of the fact that it's obviously not know what's happening. It's obviously not happening that way. It's what we're being told. This has become epidemic. There are several people on the left who don't think that this strategy is going to work for the left, and they're starting to speak up. Now, like I've said in the past, and I've still hold to this, the civil war behind the scenes in the Democrat Party is not over. In fact, it is just heating up, and it's the Kamala campaign, the Kamala administration, people behind her, the election campaign that she has, which is she's running, has extremely a lot more leverage than it did, you know, even just 2 months ago. So it has an extreme amount of leverage right now behind it. Now, my understanding is she's pressed, and everybody on board with her is pressed to get this done, because my understanding is if the conference rolls around, if the convention rolls around, there may be people behind the scenes that will actually eliminate her from the candidacy. Now, she has agreed to one debate. She will not agree to the other debates that Donald Trump. She was coming out saying Donald Trump's too scared to debate me, and now that's not the case. He's actually proposed three more debates, and she has not said yes to any of those. She wants to do a sit down interview with the press before the end of the month. That's 2 weeks. She's already been a candidate now for over 2 weeks since all this happened. Joe Biden was recently pressed on the whole idea of whether or not he, on why he stepped down. He actually did say, some people in the Democratic Party, he called it, Democratic Party. Now, this is not Democratic. How ironic that he would call it the Democratic Party. Some people in the Democrat Party apparently have convinced him. These are people on the down tickets. In other words, the senators, the congressmen who are going to be running on the down ticket this time, don't feel like people will show up to vote, and they won't. They're going to vote, you know, Trump, or they're not going to vote Democrat, and that because people tend to vote straight line, party line. Because people tend to do that nowadays, they didn't used to do that. because they do, they're going to lose because they're going to lose the House and the Congress and the Senate. That's what their fear is. If he doesn't step down because they needed to try something different, because he claims the polls were neck and neck. I was neck and neck in the polls, and they were concerned that there was this possibility. We were being told by everybody in your campaign and by you that you were winning by landslide. It's going to be a landslide victory for you because you're the only one who's ever beat him before. And by the way, you beat him by more votes than there were people registered to vote last time you ran. Last time we had an election, we had a more than 100% turnout of registered voters. A greater than 100% turnout of registered voters. Never has that ever happened in the course of our history, ever in this country. Now, it was a COVID thing, and there was a lot of mail-in ballots going out there. So, yeah, probably more people voted. Tens of millions more people voted. It's to say that it's unbelievable would be putting it mildly at this point. And just if that in and of itself is enough for me to trigger something that says, we need, this. There's something wrong with this.
Well, there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud, period.
Bill Barr already said it, period. Yeah, he did an investigation. He did an extensive, exhaustive investigation. We've had that discussion before. Basically, the day after the election, he said, oh, there's no voter fraud. So, if you've seen the movie by Dinesh D'Souza, 2,000 Mules, your brain will explode. You'll be incredibly mad about the whole thing. They're planning to do it again. Now, it's my guess is if they cannot pull it off this time, my guess is they are so deranged about this whole situation, they will most likely do something even worse. Now, Jamie Raskin has another thing he's working behind the scenes to get done. This is where they will, on January, count the delegates, they're going to have a protest and they're going to disqualify Donald Trump. This is even worse than having an angry mob attack the Capitol building. This is actually a much more powerful move to do legislatively for a duly elected president to be disqualified after the fact. Because he participated in an insurrection, because we say he did, and that's all that matters. Once we have control of the House, we're going to vote and say he did. Simple majority. That's what they're going to do. You're telling me that one party can just do that to the other party, just eliminate the person that the country voted for, and of course they say and he claims there's going to be the Trump mobs are going to rise up and we're going to have a civil war, and everybody's going to have bodyguards. Yeah, you better have. If you pull something like that, you better have a bodyguard. There are people in this country who will go, who will flip out. There are plenty of them. I am not one of those. I'll be mad, and it will be it'll be a bad time in our country at that point. We will see an uprising like we've never seen before. I guarantee you that's going to happen. I'm not condoning it. I'm not advocating it. But I'm saying it's most likely going to happen. The founders, we always like to talk about the founders saying, well, the founders, the reason we have the Second Amendment is so we can rise up and we can fight back. And that's why we have a Second Amendment. Is anybody prepared to do that? Is anybody really willing to do that? Seriously. At what point? Where is the red line? At what point will we do that? I'd like to know. Is simply owning the guns enough deterrent that the government's not going to take away our rights and start governing and regulating everything that we do? Apparently not, because they've been encroaching on that for the last 100 years. Every day there's a new regulation, new legislation. So, here we are. It's Monday morning. Barely. It's almost Monday. Well, it's actually afternoon, I guess, by the time you're going to hear this. So, folks, once again, I'd like to say, let's start the week off on our knees in prayer. Let's find out what God has intended for us, what we can do, what we should do, shouldn't do, to be very much led by the Spirit in this hour in our country, because it's going to be much more intense. The heat is just going to continue to get more intense as the week goes on, as the month goes on, as the season goes on before January 20th, before the inauguration. And I don't think it's going to end there. I just had this discussion with some friends of mine. I said, well, you know, if he wins the election, are they going to let it go? No, they're not going to let it go. It's not going to end. It is never going to end with these people. Their heads are going to flip off. They're going to cause riots and mayhem in the streets again, burning things down because they think that somehow helps our country. They're somehow defending our country by burning it down. And I don't understand that mentality at all. But that's where we are. So, folks, that's my intro to the week. There's a whole lot more to talk about. There's a lot of other things happening. There's some gun rights and things that are happening on the background as well. But there are plenty of things that are happening right now that I think we need to really pay attention to. And so my hope and prayer for our nation is that we will turn from this craziness. That we will learn to forgive each other and move forward as a nation. Folks, thanks again. Thanks for listening. I hope that your day is well. I hope you had a good, restful weekend so we can get into this and get some work done this week. Be productive in everything we do. There you go. Take care. God bless.